Hi there, it's Wendy in for Lisa today, and I have noticed so many small branches all over my yard. I do have an ash tree that has had some damage from the emerald ash borer, so I saw some of those small branches, and I thought, oh, that tree needs to get taken care of again. But then my Japanese maple, which is an ornamental tree, our hybrid elm tree that is in our parkway that the village planted, I saw all these little branches on my front yard, and I know what's responsible, but we're going to find out for sure. Spencer Campbell joins us now, manager of the plant clinic at the Morton Arboretum in Lisle. Hi there, Spencer.
Hi there, Wendy. Glad to be with you.
Thank you so much. I have a green thumb now. I never used to. I really love my trees, but all those little branches that are scattered all over my yard from all different trees, those are the cicadas, aren't they?
Well, sometimes it could be squirrel damage, but the way to tell for sure if it's cicadas is you flip over the branch, look on the underside. See small incisions running down the length of the branch? That's cicada damage. So what happens is she'll lay her ovipositor, it's called. It's like a knife-like body part where she lays the eggs in the branches. And sometimes she can go a little too far in the branch, go a little too deep, and sometimes that could weaken the fibers. So we have high winds and other things. It can blow them right off the tree. So there's no damage to the tree. We expect them to be just fine, no long-term damage. But it does mean there's more to pick up in the yard.
There is.
What do you do with them, though? Throw them right back in the garden bed and let them complete their life cycle. That's the best thing you can do.
Well, it's funny because Steve Bertrand in our newsroom said that he was going to take the branches in the basement and 17 years later see if any cicadas came out.
Well, he's going to need a food source for them because they're underground feeding for those 17 years.
What do they feed on, the roots of the trees?
They do. So when they're really young like that, it's actually grass roots that they're feeding on when they're really small. So they'll come out of those twigs in 6 to 10 weeks. They'll go back in the soil, feed on grass until they find a tree root and latch on for the next 17 years.
Now, I know that a lot of people put netting on their small, immature trees. I have probably a 6-year-old, maybe even 7-year-old white fringe tree. And I pruned it after it bloomed. It's ornamental. It's probably about 8 feet tall. There is a branch right in the center of the tree, like just a focal point of the tree that I noticed was broken. And I used that tomato tape, you know, that green tape to try and splint it, and that didn't work. Obviously, I should just cut that branch off, correct?
Yeah, sometimes when we put wrap around it, it can breed bacteria and decay. Things that we don't want for the trees. The trees heal themselves differently than we do. They compartmentalize where we would kind of heal up the wound. So what I'd recommend is pruning that part out.
This long branch was beautiful. There are seeds on it. And there are two other little branches coming out perpendicular to it. Do I just cut the broken branch or do I go all the way back to the trunk of the tree, which is going to remove such a big portion of the tree?
Yeah, you know, for pruning, I think the best thing to do is you can send us an email to plantclinic@mortonarb.org, and we'd be happy to talk you through your specific tree, because each pruning is a little different, and each species can be a little different. But the best thing to do is kind of go back to a crotch and cut it from there, make a nice flush cut.
Plant Clinic, what is that email? And Bertrand, you write this down, too, because I know you like plantings as well. What is the...
I'll look for your email, Wendy. It is plantclinic@mortonarb.org, MORTONARB.ORG. Can you tell I've said that a million times?
Yes, I can. All right, but that's very common, and for the most part, most of these trees will keep growing and get past this, correct?
No problemo. If the tree is older than 17 years old, it's seen cicadas before. Survived the event.
Good point.
Mature trees, we don't expect any long-term damage. We might lose a few, but it's going to be rare.
When can we take the protective netting from the trees?
So, the cicadas are still out. They're still laying eggs. We expect that they'll still be out for the next, let's say, 2 weeks. Let's say end of the month, you can start taking that netting down. But most important is if you see them or you hear them, keep the netting up, because each location is going to be a little different when the final cicada goes back to the ground.
What do we do with all the dead cicadas that are stacking up on my porch and deck? Can I sweep them up and put them somewhere?
For free fertilizer. Mm. So we recommend to throw them in the garden. You can put them in your compost heap, but make sure to spread them out. You know, mix them with some greens and some browns so it's not all one big layer of cicada shells. But they're pretty dry. They'll decompose quickly. Just scatter them in your garden beds, and they'll be gone before you know it. They do have some, you know, smell of decay, but it shouldn't last more than a few days, maybe a few weeks.
All right. Well, that's good to know. And the Morton Arboretum is in Lisle. It's beautiful, and people can go there. You guys did pretty well with the cicadas. Was it very loud over there with all your trees?
Yeah, so we got, I think, just about 100 decibels in sound. All the trees are doing great. We're open 365 days a year. We're happy to see anyone. Come on out. We'd love to have you.
Well, thank you so much. Spencer, we'll talk to you again. He's Spencer Campbell, manager of the plant clinic at the Morton Arboretum. Beautiful place to go. Thank you so much, Spencer.
My pleasure, Wendy. Be well.
All right, you as well. Oh, I love that website. He doesn't know I'm going to be sending him pictures and emailing him like 100 times a day. News with Steve Bertrand coming up next here on 720 WGN.